my dating past prior to that, you know, raised by a single mom. So, you know, she gave me a couple pointers going into the, you know, the dating circuit. Like, don't, you know, when you hug a girl with big boobs and they press up against you, don't say mm-mm good out loud. She told me that. She said,
see, I would have loved that. I would have absolutely loved that.
Fuck, I know. Well, yeah.
And welcome to Bad Dates, a podcast that celebrates the absolute fucking disasters that we can all face on the road to love, to shagging, or both. I'm Jameela Jamil. I'm your host, and I'm inviting some of my favorite people to discuss their most iconic dating clusterfucks. Now, we've all had them. It doesn't matter how hot, smart, tall, short, funny, rich you are. And if you don't think that you've had a bad date, maybe that's just because you're someone else's and you haven't considered it. So while I watch the blood drain out of all of my guests' faces, let's introduce them. So we have three excellent, funny guests today. We are so happy to welcome comedian and actress Heather McMahon, who is traveling the country with the comeback tour. She's been in Netflix movie Love Hard and hosts the podcast Absolutely Not. Hello, Heather. We also have comedian and actor Adam Ray joining us. Adam has been in a million things, including Young Rock, Hacks, and Welcome to Chippendales. And we welcome the very funny writer and producer, Stacey Traub, whose credits include Blackish, Glee, and Trophy Wife. Her new Amazon show is Daisy Jones and the Six. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having us. I'm here for Heather. Heather's my spirit animal.
Sit right back at you, Adam.
I'd just like to start with Heather. I want to ask you, before we hear your story, what's it like to date you, Heather? Like, if you're being honest.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking shit to date me. It's fucking shit to date me.
Okay. All right. Wow. Didn't know I needed to take a trazodone.
I'm coming in hot. Yeah.
I like that. What's it like to date me? Well, here's the thing. I'm recently married. Uh-huh. So my early dating years were like the formative, like college years. You know, when you thought you were going to like date this person and end up with them for life and you look back and you're like, mm-hmm. Thank fucking God I got out of that relationship. Mm-hmm. But what it was like dating me in my early 20s, cheap drunk, you know what I mean? Like, I put out often and easy, so that was fun. Right. It was always fun for the other person. I think I have more trauma from it, but I was like, you know,
you're a solid 8.5 out of 10. Listen, would you say?
Yes, you took me to an Outback Steakhouse, and like, you know, I would definitely give you a BJ for sure. So I think it was great for everybody on the other side. Yeah,
that's great. That is the opposite of me. For me, it was like an Olympic sort of training marathon where I put you through 3 months of hanging out with me before I'll even kiss you. So it really did like weed out the weak or people who had self-respect or like a job, you know.
Well, I had no self-respect, so that's also a great reminder. I had zero self-respect.
We should have dated each other. Yeah. It's exactly my vibe.
Yeah.
And Adam, how would you say it is to date you?
You know, so also recently married as of a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Couple red flags already. She's addicted to Citizens app. I don't know if you guys know what this app is.
Yes.
Wait, is this the one that tells you about all the terrible things that are happening in your neighborhood?
Yeah, yes. It's basically just giving you the heads up on the guys that dress like Jack Sparrow that are stealing Coinstar machines from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, sometimes she'll be like, there's a guy in a tree with his buck naked holding a machete. And she's like, can you go see what he wants? And I'm like, I think a guy in a tree with his cock out holding a sword at 3 a.m. already has his night planned out, babe. But yeah, for sure, I'll step it up and be the man of your dreams.
Stacey, how's the love life been?
What's it like? I was basically like a serial monogamist, kind of all through high school, college, moving out to LA, and then I was married. I would say my dating career really happened in a 2-year period between my ex-husband and my now husband. And I got quite a lot done, which is why I call it gorilla time, which I'll explain when I talk about when I talk about my bad date.
I can't wait to find out more. Oh, my goodness.
Bad dates.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Heather, let's just get going because these stories sound like they're going to be fantastic. Yours is sexily titled Body Oil.
Yes, body oil, baby oil. It's how I went from being a Southern Belle to covered head to toe in baby oil on Canal Street. Okay, consensually though, so let's just dive right in. When I moved to New York, I was like fresh out of college. I just moved from the University of Mississippi. So I went from Mississippi to New York City doing comedy. Okay. And my mom, and I thought it like this guy that I dated in college was a little bit heartbroken about, but I knew I was never gonna like move to the coast of Mississippi and like be a brat. Like that was not for me, you know? So I was chasing my dreams in the Big Apple, but my mom told me, I was like, Mom, how do I date? Like, you know, after being in college, she said, go down to basically Wall Street, dress like you're going to the Kentucky Derby and have a map that makes shows that you're lost and just stand outside of Wall Street and see if you can pick up a hot, like finance guy, you know? And my mom is still in that age where she's like, you know, the men make all the money kind of vibe. So I'm down on Wall Street.
I feel like I've seen this porno.
Yeah. And I'm down there. I'm literally hair sorority blown out. I'm dressed like I'm going to the Kentucky Derby. I'm standing outside of like the biggest steakhouse down there, like right at the corner of Wall Street. And I'm like, I'm so lost.
I know what she does at a steakhouse. Go on.
I am so lost. It's 1 o'clock. I know they're going to lunch. Like it's a whole vibe. End up meeting this guy. Anyways.
Oh my God, it works.
It fucking works. It works. I tell all women who are newly single, stand outside of Wall Street if you want to deal with a finance guy or the Delta Sky Club on like a Friday at like 10 a.m. because that's when people are jet setting. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, in the middle of the week, like a Wednesday Sky Club is not going to be as profitable as a Monday morning or a Friday morning.
But how do you strike the balance of like how to look? Because I feel like I'm so poor at this sort of thing that I would look like I'd freshly escaped a sort of mental institution. Like I would look, I'm worried that I would overdo the looking lost. Are you just sort of,
no, I
do, you know,
in.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'd go full Girl Interrupted, you know?
Yeah, but your accent coming out of a mental institution escaping is like a lot like less, you know, demonstrative than if I came out and was like, where's the Arby's? You know, like, so I don't think you have a tough time with that.
Okay.
But I go on a date with this guy and everything I think is just totally fine, right? I'm like, okay, he's a little bit older. It's fine. I can handle it. He's purchasing everything, takes me to a nice dinner in Soho. We're living it up. We're having a couple drinks. But there's just little like inklings this entire date that I realized he might be a sociopath, right? Mm-hmm. Just like he kept talking about his trust fund, but he didn't have a good relationship with his family. And that's always kind of a ticker for me. Like, listen, we all have family drama, but there was something about he just kept talking about his trust fund from his stepdad. It was his stepdad. And when anybody ever brings up their step parent, you know, like, you know, that one girl in high school always had a bad relationship. Her name was Brittany. She always hated her stepmom, Kathy. You know what I mean? And if you do a wellness check on Brittany now, she's not well. Like that bitch is not well. So I started to get a little worried about the trust fund with the stepdad. So for a second, I'm like, maybe this isn't really his money, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyways, long story short, I'm like, all right, have a couple of drinks. He's still pretty cute. I'm like, you know, I'll go back to his place. He lives in this old chocolate factory that was in these like insane apartments in New York. So he had the entire floor, which was this old chocolate factory. So being 22, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, looking for a sugar daddy, I come up this elevator.
Literal sugar daddy
in a chocolate factory.
I like that.
The doors open and I'm just like, okay, we've, you know, we've made it. We've struck gold. We've made it big. We end up, you know, hooking
Wait, when the
up.
Doors open, was there any song and dance like, welcome, Heather, you're gonna fuck. Like, this guy doesn't have daddy issues. Like,
Jews,
I don't know what,
yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. It was weird because he had those, what are those candies, the gold ones, and they have the hazelnut, the Rocher candies.
Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did, it was kind of like he was feeding a piglet. Like, if you have, like, bowls of candy out or something, or nuts, like, I love a warmed mixed nut. Sure. I'm going to eat it. And they were just everywhere in this chocolate factory, and I'm just, like, wolfing this down.
Foaming at the mouth.
Yeah. I'm half covered in chocolate. We start hooking up or whatever. It's fine. All right. And, you know, he's like, let me give you a massage. The next thing I know, I've processed this. I've worked through it. I am now covered head to toe in baby oil. There is just a bottle of, like, baby oil on the side of the bed, and it's down my hair. It's on my, like, I'm just covered.
Wait, what do you mean? What, sorry. Did you just say the next thing you know, you're covered in?
The next thing I know.
Yeah. Did you pass out for a couple minutes?
Was there something in the Ferrero Rocher, Heather, that we need to discuss off the podcast, maybe?
Here's the thing. I've processed it. I do think I set myself up for this situation. Like, you know, it was like a heavy petting, but it was just, no, he said the next step was, let me rub your shoulders.
Okay. They weren't roofy almonds.
No, I wasn't, like, down, and then I woke up 4 hours later covered.
Yeah.
So he goes straight for the massage, which I'm like, all right. I'm literally over the couch now. I'm over the couch, and there's just a bottle as big as this Stanley cup is.
Are you bent over the couch? Is that what you mean?
Bent over the couch.
Your knees are on the seat part, and then your body is like...
Yes. And I'm like, okay, maybe, like, you know, you kind of do like a little roll off the couch. Like, maybe we're just trying to get adjusted. He's like, no, let me rub your shoulders. Then pulls out a giant thing of body oil. To me, it was baby oil. You know what I mean? That's what it was to me.
Also, red flag if that's just already in the living room.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. We're at high tide. The sharks are fucking out. All of the flags are out.
So, like, chocolates and oils everywhere.
Chocolates and oil. But then again, like, I took a second. I was like, all right, this is weird. We're getting a rub down very quickly. But then I'm looking around. I'm like, but I am in a chocolate factory. You know what I mean? So it's
sure,
like,
you can't be
in
surprised.
My mind.
Yeah.
Can't be surprised.
Well, also, is it kind of like Sweet Charity where you're like, this is how the other half lives? Like, yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're unsure of.
I was singing, like, it's a hard knock life, like, yeah, in my mind the whole time. I'm little orphan Annie. She has made it out.
Also, and, isn't this just like consistent with dating at this stage where you're like, you're given a lot of benefit of the doubt of like, who doesn't have babe oil? This guy's actually prepared.
No, but also, I would love it if Heather, like, has taken that through the rest of her life, and now, like, she's got baby oil in her her living room because she's made a lot of money now. So, like, this is how.
Let me tell you,
this is how the other half lives.
I keep it slick and slippery nowadays. Okay. So I'm thinking, I'm with an older man. He is. Oh my God, it's about my needs first.
Sure.
So at first, I'm into it, but then when the giant bottle of oil, it just starts rushing down my head. It's
all
over me.
So he goes head first. He goes
head
above your head and goes through your hair. Is this through your southern blowout?
Yeah, and bitch, you know how long I sat in hot rollers. You know, and this is not real blonde. You know what I mean? Like, I can already just feel, like, the phthalates, like, just stripping my hair. But it takes a second when somebody puts oil on your head. It takes a second. I just felt it on my back first. It took another, like, 30 seconds before I feel it rolling down my face.
Oh, God.
Do you
think this was his call, or do you think he had a buddy that was like, Troy, dude, I'm telling you, start at the top, squeeze it, let it cover the fucking head, and drip to the toes?
It sounds like being gunged at the Nickelodeon Awards. Okay.
No, literally, it was gack. What did they call that? The slime. I was slime at the Nickelodeon Awards. And honestly, the age difference, I'm sure it was like, it was fucking creepy. But again, I keep my eye on the prize. I'm like, all right, this is weird. He's into it. And I was like, oh, it's on my head. Okay, that's enough. And I, like, awkwardly, like, try and roll out of it. But it then started being a good massage. And here's the thing, if you know this about me, I let anybody rub my shoulders. Like, you could be a line cook at Panda Express. If you got a little cooking oil, you can hit the L7. You know what I mean? I have a bad back. I don't care. I get massages everywhere I go. I will let anybody rub me. So I was kind of into it. Next thing you know, though, full body, covered head to toe. Every inch, every acrylic nail, everything is covered head to toe in baby oil. I go along with the evening, end up having a fairly decent time. But at about 4 a.m., I'm laying in this man's bed and I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I look over. He's like in a deep snore. I realize he's too old for me. Like, I got to fucking bounce. Would you know what it's like to put on clothes after you've now been covered head to toe in baby oil? It's fucking
very
impossible.
Easy, no? Oh, really?
Well, you think you'd slide right in.
Yeah.
You think you'd slide right in. It's a sticky situation. And I'm trying to put my heel. So I'm walking out of this guy's apartment, trying to catch the elevator without waking him up. And, you know, the elevator's going to ding.
Is it your shoe making that sort of, you know, when you put like a wet foot or a freshly moisturized foot into a heel, it sounds like a queef every time you step. So it's just like this wet fart. Like
I am queefing all over the place.
Okay.
I'm queefing my way to freedom. Okay. And naturally I stole like, a handful of the chocolate on my way out. So I go downstairs. It's now like 4:50 in the morning. I've escaped and I realize I got to get home, but there's like no cabs running. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see one cab sitting in front of this Popeyes. All right. There's an infamous Popeyes on Canal Street. I bang on the door. My shoes are in my hand. I'm literally slick, covered head to toe, shiny. At no point does this baby oil get taken off. I'm like, listen, dude, I desperately need you to take me. He's like, I'm not running. I'm like, please take me uptown. $40 cash. Take me uptown. He's like, what the fuck are you covered in? I go, don't ask questions. And I slid in the back of this guy's cab, paid him $40 cash, and he took me back to my apartment. I had realized at some point I was like, oh, this is it. Like Adam said it earlier, you know, like I picked up, I was like, this is the kink. This has got to be what he does to everybody. Sure. And I just couldn't live.
Do you think he just sort of wants to shag a wet fish?
Probably. Yeah.
Do we think? Is it an eel? Does he want you to be his eel? Like,
probably. And I have really bad eczema, so I could already feel the flare up coming. You know what I mean? The skin was getting hot.
Did you say that during, was that some dirty talk? Hey, my eczema's flaring up. Take it down a notch if you could.
Let me tell you right now, that patchy skin behind my ass is going to get real hot.
I always get really confused because don't you like during sex, do you like sort of slip and slide all over each other? Like, is that quite hazardous? No,
did
you can't be near
oil?
An open flame.
There's a time
and
a place
did he
for that.
Have oil?
Guys, he had no oil. What he did was, oh, Jesus Christ. When I laid down, he then laid on top and, you know what I mean?
Like,
rubbed
a
himself.
Thing.
It was
wait,
a
so
friction
he used
thing.
You as like a loofah to sort of
I was
the oil into him.
Yeah, I was a slip and slide, like, just a slip and slide. Yes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, like, I think I blocked a lot of it out. The dirty talk was not as alarming because as he was like taking the lube and putting it over every fingertip, I kind of was just like, what is happening here? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he could have been, you know, saying duck, duck, goose. And I would have been like,
at the point at which someone's like lubing up my hands, I'd be like, do you want me to put, is this going to have to go up something like?
Yeah. And I did ask at some point, I said, like, what, you know, why so wet? Why so slippery? And he was just.
What did he say?
He just kept saying, I'm going to rub you down. I was like, okay, great. Like, just.
Did you report back to your mom?
I sure did. And then my makeup was smeared everywhere. The hair was wet. And I was like, this can't be attractive for him.
Let me ask you this. If he had suggested, right, and this is where my dude brain goes, and maybe it's premature, but like, if it is too messy, do you suggest like, oh, do you need to shower it off or should we shower it off? Like, is that exciting or is that too early?
I definitely think, I mean, at some point.
I don't
point,
feel like boundaries are a thing in this case, Adam. Like, he's gone straight he's from, like, he's poured a bottle of baby oil open, taken the cap off, like, not even using the little squirty bit, and just poured it down her scalp. Like, I
touché.
Don't.
But no, Adam, there was never a suggestion to bathe. There was never like, you want to hit the shower?
Yeah.
I've got a hot fudge shower in the back of my chocolate factory. Don't forget to take an everlasting
like
gobstopper on your way out.
Never say yes to a hot fudge shower, okay?
Never,
good
ever.
Lord.
That's
all right,
a good rule of thumb, Stacey.
We will be back with more bad dates after this.
Bad dates.
As a business owner, I can tell you from experience that shipping can make or break a sale. Now, as your business grows, maybe you should use ShipStation because they can help optimize how you ship your orders so you can stay competitive while you scale up. Whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands, ShipStation lets you automate routine shipping tasks and easy handle returns. They have effortless integration everywhere you could possibly think of selling online, including Amazon, Walmart, Shopify, and more. And you'll be able to manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications in one simple dashboard. Be sure to check out their industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post, with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So optimize and keep up your momentum for growth with ShipStation. Use the promo code BADDATES today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code BADDATES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're looking to set some boundaries between friends or family, therapy can help. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself so you don't feel drained. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/baddates today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/baddates.
Bad Dates. And we're back. Okay, Adam. While I still recover from Heather's story, can you please tell me the story behind Plus One?
Sure. It's a great tale. It takes us back to Seattle, Washington, where I'm born and raised. And we're looking at 2009, okay?
Okay.
I'm about 2 years into stand-up comedy, and I went back
1 year after the big economic crash.
Great.
So yes. Times were exciting.
Put it in the timeline. Thank you. That's imperative to the story. People need to know that everyone was running on hard times. That fuel the plot points even more so. This is your show, clearly. So everyone's just looking to step out and have a good time. And, you know, one of the benefits, and Heather knows this, you're on stage, like, it's an immediate icebreaker for people to approach you and you know, hit you up and great show and whatever. So I'm in that era of getting messages and or people coming to shows and whatever. So do the show in Seattle and get a message, that night. Oh, great, great show. Like, it was really funny. And I was like, oh, thanks. Did you like my Folgers coffee bit? And I don't drink that, but it was, I get it. Is it the best part of waking up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you want to, maybe, what are you doing tomorrow? Shows were done tonight. Love to meet up. So at this place, there was a Lucky Strike, right? Bowling, all that. And so we go down there and meet up, and my buddy, my opener was with me, and we go down, and she's not there for a bit. I was running late, but then she hits me up and goes, my friends are all there. They're a lot of fun, so, you know, get to know them or whatever. So right out of the gate, again, I'm just like, oh, Fred, like, this is gonna get crazy. Again, like, there's no prep for extra people for the escapades, but that's where my head went immediately. Was just very dude like, oh, dude, there's about to be.
Was it like orgy? Is that what you're thinking?
That's where my brain went. I was
got like six supermodel friends who are all looking for bowling tips.
All looking for bowling tips, sort of tip, and they they were all looking to have a good time. And so
with me,
I guess. Yeah, that's how it seemed like she was phrasing it. And so we get there, and they're all pretty drunk and pretty annoying. But also, I'm just like, I'm a good people person, and I'm like, you know, from the pic, and because I hadn't met her at the show, she just hit me up after, and I, you know, she seemed real sweet, and just again, giving benefit of the doubt, I'm like, I want to make a good impression with the friends. I feel like that pays dividends for when she shows up, being like, you're so nice, and I'm like, oh yeah, and like, what's, you know. And
I really admire your long game. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's the move in general, right? And so we're hanging out. They're fine. And we're all shooting the shit. And then she's like, we have a tab, you know, go grab something. So I go and the bartender tells me, hey, man, their card, like, I've told them many times, their card is declined. And I was like, oh, And I was like, well, let me just step up to the plate here and do the cool guy move. I go, dude, just put him on my car. That's fine. Not thinking it's too much. Wait for it. And so so then she shows up, the girl that had shot me a message. And I was, you know, very pumped. And she's walking through. And as she's walking through, you know, very pretty and very pregnant. And very pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, man. She's rolling to a Lucky Strike / club with her friends who are fucking hammered. Ba-boom. Baby full. And so I don't know how you react. I definitely tried to, like... I didn't just go like, nah, baby. Like, yeah. I probably felt it behind the eyes. I was like, hey, like, how do you, there's no prep for that. You don't just, you can't go, huh, eh.
Yeah.
So I was a little taken aback. And I waited for her to, she goes, yeah, sorry, I didn't say anything. And I was like, yeah, I couldn't tell from the picture you didn't bring it up. But also, how do you bring that up? Like, can I bring my baby? I don't know. Like, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I BTW. Don't worry, I'm not going to be, yeah. So I'm like, all good. And she's real sweet. And then she started to, you know, flirt pretty hard. And I'm just, again, now I'm just this kind of middle ground of like, fuck, I immediately go to like, I'm not ready to be a dad. which is probably like jumping to dude conclusions, which is right. A great name for a spinoff pod. But but so I'm trying to be like as neutral and fun as possible. And my buddy there is like pulls me aside and he's like, what the fuck? He's like, dude, abort situation. And I was like, yeah.
That's poor choice of words.
We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. So he's like, dude, this is not no bueno, like whatever. And then I was like, dude, you're just being a hater and a cock block. And he goes, dude, she thinks I'm being a cock block. She's already pulled me to the side 3 times and said, hey, like, can you get the fuck out of here? Like, I'm trying to get with Adam. And like, and he's my good buddy. And we just were having a good time. So we're mixing it up. We're bowling. And she's like, he's like, dude, she's like telling me to like to fucking bounce, like that I'm getting in the way of like her trying to hook up. And I was like, fuck, dude, I don't even know if that is on the table at this point.
Like, you don't again, know.
Well, at some point you've got to wonder, like, is there, where's the dad? You know what I mean? Or you're like, are you together? What? Like, what's happened?
Yeah,
like,
also, I don't know. There's like, yeah.
I love that there's an uncertainty here. He's like, oh, I'm not sure where this is going to go. Like that is, this is iconic. Go on.
I don't know. It's a first time for everything. But like when you haven't, I'd never been with a pregnant woman before. So that this was new territory.
Right.
They're like, hey, let's go back to my place. You know, and her friends were going to come over. My buddy was talking to one of her friends. And we were like on the fence about even continuing the hang at this point. But, you know, she's like, we got a bunch of a weed. My roommate, you know, grows it. And we have arcade games at our place and whatever. And we got for whatever. And she just made the night sound like more fun. And I was like, you know what? Let's at least like keep it rolling. I didn't feel right ending it. And at one point, and this is kind of what she tugged at the heartstrings.
You also don't want to make a pregnant woman feel like shit, right?
Yeah.
Bingo. And so I was like, all right, let's all go back. We go back. First of all, I go close out of the bar. Over $300 in drinks. Boom.
Fuck.
Card from the friends. And just fucking swiped it and was just like, okay, I don't need, you know, that avocado at Subway. And so,
babies
we go back
are expensive.
To babies they are expensive.
Yeah, it's good practice.
Yeah.
So we go back to her place and arcade, weed, food, and this is where I titled the story plus one in multiple ways. You got the baby. That was an unexpected plus one.
Right.
And her roommate is dun, 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 her baby daddy. And so he greets me and he was so nice. And we walk in and we're all hanging out. And she was still super flirty and I'm super uncomfortable. And we got
high. Is she being flirty in front of him?
Oh, yeah. And now I'm thinking I'm like on some hidden camera show or it's a setup.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
going
right.
into like, fuck, dude.
To catch
buddy,
a predator. Yeah.
1,000%. Yeah, to catch a baby daddy. And yeah. So my buddy's like, dude, I don't like this, whatever. He's like, he does have NBA Jam, so maybe we should play a couple games and then bounce. So we're kind of all kicking it and getting along. And then we start playing some NBA Jam. She's flirting. She's like now taking the flirting from like light petting to heavy petting. Now she's like on my arm. She's like giving me back rubs with no baby oil.
Yeah.
Starting to like neck me and stuff. And now I'm in this position where it's like, we're all there. And the guy, it was almost like, it's cuckolding, right? That's the term where it's
yes.
like, people are like, he's like watching in the corner of his eye, almost like this was like a part of the plan where it was like, bring me home, do stuff. Yeah. He's watching. I've never understood that. No, I'm very, nervous is what I meant to say. No, yeah. I'm very uncomfortable. And
but
so
he's into it.
Oh, he's very into it. And, and so then he and I start playing NBA Jam, and then he just stops at one point and goes, "Hey dude, like I really, like you're a good dude." Like, and gives me like a fucking man to man talk. He goes, "Dude to dude, like she really digs you. Like I'm in full support." This is after, by the way, maybe like 80 minutes of hang, right?
These I don't think this guy have no boundaries.
I don't think this guy knows my last name or my second favorite color, and he's already being like, "Dude, you're my choice." And and I look over, by the way, my buddy, full on makeout with a couple of the girls. So he's having the time of his life, my opener. And so now, by the way,
I mean, it's not not a fun group by the sound of things.
Not a fun group.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now you're thinking to yourself, oh, so Adam, you threw out the cuckold thing. Like, was this like, was it just kind of like, oh, you good guy, date, whatever? No, no, no. Then there was a room where he was like, "Hey, man, whenever you like want to, like fucking,
no.
like, oh, 1,000%.
Like, he goes, whenever. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like he's like, dude, you got my blessing, basically.
No.
And,
well, this is a version of an orgy, which is what you thought
sure,
at the beginning.
Sure. And I was like, "Hey, man, like, I got to make my mom breakfast at 8. And I mean, I was like searching for excuse. I'm like, I'm in a Halo tournament that's overseas that starts. Like the time difference is bonkers. Like there's a Sudoku that I told myself I'd finish by the new year. And so I'm just looking for ways to get out of this.
How many fucking hours were you with all these people?
Probably total like 2.5 to 3. I will say it was a good couple hours into it before like the door was open, literally and figuratively, to like, "Hey, there's the pregnant sex room." And but it was a sign on the
door. I wish you would have done it. Kind of wish you would have done it. I'm sad you didn't.
Wait, okay.
Definitely a little bit of like, man, probably should have done it. Not only for him, but like I could tell she sometimes just got to be a people pleaser. Needed it.
Yeah.
What a wild girl. I always feel so like amazed and kind of oddly proud of humans when they are so fucking bold in their expectations of strangers. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've just heard two stories of two people who've really put their fucking freak out there in a way that I don't know if I would ever have the balls to do.
By the way, let's not skip over the fact that he said weed and NBA Jam, and I was like, "Yeah, we'll come over for a little bit."
That's all it took.
All in all, it sounds like you had a pretty fantastic night, just with like a little bit of like quite scary sexual
picked up
harassment.
A couple fans, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple new followers.
Couple of long-time fans.
Long-time fans.
I love that he's
who will murder you one day. That man is going to murder you one day. Because I know who's going to murder me, but like this guy is eventually.
Yeah,
like,
if Adam goes missing, we'll know to head straight to his DM.
Who did it?
Yeah.
You know where to go. He did ask me what my liver tasted like, and that was kind of like a.
Yeah.
Joke. All right, we'll edit that out. Yeah, we'll edit
that out. I'm so glad that didn't take a wrong turn and you were able to like pull that shit back and still wingman your friend. What a legend. You're a legend, Adam.
Yeah, I stuck around. Yeah, let's not skip over that.
He had the time of his life. All right, more bad dates.
He passed away last night, but yeah.
Well, more bad dates right after this. Bad dates.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. Stacey, you have a story called Gorilla Time. given what I've heard already today, I now can't imagine where this is going.
I know. I'm starting to get nervous that I'm actually the freak in the story, but let's see how it goes. Yeah. So gorilla time is the time when you're divorced and you basically, you're not really thinking straight and you just do whatever the fuck you want. So you'll mm-hmm. fuck whoever you want. You eat whatever you want. You do things that might not be safe. Because
you become the embodiment of that like really famous photograph of Nicole Kidman straight after she walked out of her divorce from Tom Cruise. Do you know the one I'm talking about where she's like looking up and her eyes are closed into the sun and her hands are like her fists are clenched for freedom? Like
freedom.
That's you in that
ultimate
moment.
Freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm kind of going through that time. And then weirdly, my sister was going through a divorce the exact same time as me. So we decided we would meet in New Orleans. All I really wanted was, this is going to sound so quaint, but I just wanted a guy to buy me a drink. Because in my life, I'd never had a guy buy me a drink and it seemed fun and free and whatever. So we go to this bar and this guy comes up and he starts kind of hitting on my sister and says, can I buy you a drink? To her. And I'm there and I say, you can if you buy one for me too, because this is important to me. And I'm not trying to get in the way. I'm not into this guy, but I'm like, I want to fulfill this goal. Mm-hmm. So he's like, actually, I'll buy you a drink, but you know, my friend's over there. Maybe you should go talk to him. I'm going to talk to your sister. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I go and I start chatting with this guy. And you have to understand, like, when I was in gorilla time, like if a dude stepped foot in my house, we had sex. Like there were no rules. Mm-hmm. Like there was no, it was on.
No, it's like, the hangover. It's like 2 year of the hangover.
Yeah, it was a 2 year also because my ex had cheated on me and I was really out for revenge. There were some people I hooked up with that I knew he knew. So I was like, maybe I'll get back to him.
How close? Like,
no,
dad,
like
or
a couple degrees. Yeah. No. Like a friend, like a friend of a friend, like a friend of a friend who was a model. So I thought that was extra good.
Hell yeah, anyway, that hurts.
I really want to see the movie of this. Go on.
Well, I'm working on it. So anyway, I start chatting with the guy. We end up hitting it off and I go back with the guy to his hotel. And we hook up. I think we do everything but have sex and it's getting late and I have a plane to catch. So I end up doing this like walk of shame through New Orleans, you know, back to the hotel, which again is super exciting for me because I've never done a walk of shame. So I'm like super into it. Like obviously no one knew me, but it felt good.
I was going to say, home. Can I ask what's your walk of shame? Like, is there pep in your step? Do you grab like a continental breakfast on the way out? Are you like, or are you just like,
this is all like,
it's her walk of fame really in this moment. Yeah, like she's loving it. Yeah.
Like I got a drink. I hooked up with a stranger, like not thinking any of this is unsafe. I have small children at home. I'm just like, I did it, guys.
Big fan.
Yeah. I'm imagining again that someone, you know, I'm being filmed and it's all going to be,
I was going
to
say, it feels very main character syndrome.
All main character energy.
Please tell me you looked like into like the security cam in the lobby of the hotel before you walked out and went,
wink.
Totally. Wink, thumb up. Right. Okay. So then we end up staying in touch, me and this guy. And he is like, hey, would you ever want to hang out again? And he like lives in Minnesota or something. I'm in LA. And I was like, yeah, but like, I don't know how that's going to work. And he goes, well, what if I came to LA and like we went away for a weekend? So again, I'm going to do everything. It's gorilla time. So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
It's also, that's a nice review of the first shack. Do you know what I mean? Now someone wants to have a weekend with you. It's like, go Stacey.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is cool. And again, I'm trying to like get a roster going and all of that. So I say yes. And he goes, how about a cruise?
No.
And
that's bad.
That is bad. That is the first red flag.
Yeah, you lost the crowd. Okay, go on.
Oh, yeah. No, as I should. That's why I'm saying this is where it turns that I'm the freak. But we get on the boat and I bought like nausea bands and anti-nausea bands, which I kept on the entire time. And so we get on the boat. He's like,
I hope you wore them.
Yeah.
Well, you got
the whole time. Well, I never took them off. wore them in the shower. I'm
just
not
sitting there snapping
it.
During a blowjob.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, hold on one second.
So we get on and we're like, let's go to the room. And he starts walking down like flights of stairs. And we walk down one flight and then another flight. And I'm like, fuck. Now I'm thinking about Titanic because I'm like, we're going. Someone else said, like, someone else put it, like, to where section. The Irish go. Yeah. Like,
my people. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of table dancing.
Yeah.
We are literally 7 flights down. I don't know. And I'm getting more and more nervous. And
oh, God.
I'm thinking now we must be underwater, but we get to our room.
<think?
laughs> we actually, there's like a tiny little window and... we're just above the water, like we're the bottom floor. Before,
you pass by dolphins playing like backgammon. They're like, what are you doing down here?
Right. All right, exactly.
Bad joke. Keep
there's
on.
There's no light anymore. So also the room is basically the size of a king bed, the whole room. Mm-hmm. So there's maybe like a double bed in the room, but the room, so imagine a room that small. And I've now, decided to be in this room with a stranger. The bathroom is part of that space.
Oh God.
And I'm like, okay, well, I won't be going to the bathroom in here. Which I didn't.
Thankfully, only a short 7 flights up, to be able to go somewhere.
To get to the lobby bathroom.
I think there was an elevator, but I never found it. So it was, I would be running out.
Is there anything scarier than an elevator on a cruise?
I don't want to do that either. Yeah. I don't want to do that either. Okay. So we start hooking up and literally upon insertion, blood everywhere. Just blood.
From who?
From me. Like, okay. I'm on my period.
Hilarious.
You never know. All right. There's a banjo string there. And
he
it's
got
vulnerable.
A bloody nose immediately.
Yeah. Yes. He was No. It is like a crime scene within minutes. And I'm super embarrassed, but thinking, well, maybe he's into it. Could be a kink of his. Mm-hmm. He's not into it. No. He's just like.
He's not into period sex on a carnival cruise.
No.
This is insane.
This man is
crazy.
Yeah.
Something wrong with him, right? It's not
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's a fucking freak. Yeah.
I bet he loves gas station sandwiches.
Jail
too.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
So
up until now, he seemed like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Cruise ship expert. You got to know. If he's an expert on the boat, you got to know how to like roll with every sort of
exactly.
You know,
wave. Every wave, including the red wave.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are many ways he could have handled it, and he didn't. So I take the bloodied sheets off the bed, and I kind of sneak into the hallway, and I find like a housekeeping cart that no one's at, and I just shove all the sheets in there, trying to get rid of the evidence and kind of pretend like that didn't happen. So that was day one, and we basically didn't have sex the rest of the time, which was really the only reason to go on the cruise, right? Because the rest of it is just gross food and karaoke. And we went to Mexico and they were just trying to sell us, pills that you can't get in America. And,
well, that's a score at least.
Yeah, I would have stayed
a couple
for
of these
the
things
bills.
Are bad
immediately
examples.
It turned around.
Karaoke, check.
You're right.
Pills. You got me.
That was a check. You know what? I think it's because I'm Canadian and I can get them there that it wasn't such a big deal for me.
Right. That's gotta be.
As an English person, it literally sounds like Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only reason I cruise is for the bills.
It was a carnival cruise. I forgot to add that people were very worried before I went, obviously, because I have.
We've all been worried for like 10 minutes, and we've
been
so
worried.
Know you.
Yeah.
Let me back up.
What an amazing detail. I had about 60 text messages day of being like, don't go, Stace. But,
don't go.
You know, my instinct said, I bet he's going to love period sex. And
and then we get off, and then I have to drive him back to the airport. And, I don't know why, and this does say a lot about, how I feel about myself, but on the way out, we stopped at like the cell phone lot. They used to have like this lot near the airport where you could like call to see if your person mm-hmm. came. I don't know. We kind of parked there and I gave him a blowjob like on the way out. I just felt like I don't know. I just was like, yes. This hasn't been
okay,
great.
Adam's clapping. Adam's yes. thrilled with this decision.
I mean, but listen, this is all relatable. He almost slept with a pregnant woman because he felt bad. I ended up covered head to toe in baby oil, and you blew right. this guy at the cell phone lot because you were like,
that you know, was for you, by the way. That wasn't for him. That was for you to go. This trip was fucking like,
that's
you
right.
need to prove to yourself, yeah. I'm not just that period right. vagina girl. I'm mm-hmm. fucking like, I'm parking lot.
Look
like,
at me.
Look at
I'll
me.
I'll blow you outside the airport,
I'll
girl.
Blow you yeah. out. Oh, you think the ship wasn't fun? I'll show you. We should have just come to the fucking IHOP parking lot like a real adult couple.
Right. Yeah. We could have done it for free.
For free.
Yes.
Good for
that's
you.
That's right. And I crushed it. And I was
I
like.
I bet you did.
Good.
I did that.
I think yeah. round of applause. For the blowjob at the end yeah. of a really horrendous 3 days. You really like took one for the team to secure your legacy there. Yes. And while I don't like the fact that he got rewarded for his like slightly yeah. like weird, stingy, like judgy behavior by getting a great blowjob, I'm happy for you that during your gorilla time, you remained a legend.
Yes.
Right?
That was the goal.
Guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like that's how that, that's
again, that was
that
for you. That wasn't ends. For
that
him.
Was 100%
yeah.
for you. I can imagine you like getting out of the car afterwards, like walking in slow motion, hair, like blonde hair blowing yeah. in the wind. Like it's a hero's ending.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for all of these amazing stories. Try and fuck on land, you know, yeah. as much as you can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep it on land.
Be a land fucker as much as you can.
I also think this is a good lesson for people in relationships now, right? It's like totally. have a bigger attitude of gratitude for your significant other now. Now that I've heard all these horror stories and the things that we've been through, it's like, yeah. I am going to hug my husband hard tonight and just like,
oh my
thank
God,
you
yeah.
for doing the bare minimum today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done for surviving single life, guys. And thank you so much for sharing these stories with me. You're all very brave, very cool people. I really appreciate everyone's yes and approach to life. Mine is very much so no thank you. And so I'm always inspired to meet people like you.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find ticket information for Heather McMahon's The Comeback Tour on heatherontour.com. Adam Ray appears in Young Rock, Welcome to Chippendales, and you can find tickets for his upcoming shows on adamray.com. And Stacey Traub is a writer and co-executive producer on Daisy Jones and the Six, streaming on Amazon. Bad Dates is produced by Smartless Media and Wondery. Created by Robert Cohen. Executive producers are Robert Cohen and Jamila Jamil. That's me. Produced by Stuart Bailey. Produced, engineered, and edited by Devon Torrey Bryant. Talent producer is Anne Harris. Associate producer is Maddie McCann. Music by Cushy and Evan Schletter. Executive producers are Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. Executive producers for Smartless Media are Richard Coulson and Bernie Kaminsky. If you've had a bad date and you'd like to tell us all about it, our number is 984-265-3283, and our email is baddatespod@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear all about it. That's all for this week. We will see you next time for more Bad Dates.
Smart. Less.
Hello, Prime members. You can listen to Bad Dates early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.